In today's Keeping It Real, Cam proposes the idea of a surprise solar eclipse. Why not? It's 2020. Anything's possible.
I'm taking next Friday off from this commentary to allow my Thanksgiving meal to digest a bit. This is the time of year I need an auxiliary stomach to strap on till about January 2nd. I could eat and drink as much as I want, then remove it, and not have to renew my annual New Year's resolution of losing 10 pounds by March. I'll not think about new commentary content until the first days of December, which is about 10 days away, and there's no telling what could happen in the coming 10 days. In any other year, a week's worth of 2020 events and news would be headline stories for the entire year. This past year, though, they come and go without us giving a second look. We've become calcified to these sensational stories. We don't even flinch. There will certainly be at least one or two more hurricanes targeting the northern Gulf Coast in the next 10 days. Maybe an earthquake, too. Why not? And California will either burst into flames again or get buried under historic snowfall, or maybe both at the same time. How about a surprise solar eclipse? Sure, it's possible. Anything's possible this year. Amazon may buy the Postal Service, and NASA too. Why not? And the Crimson Tide will field a reliable kicker. Wait, that one's actually happening. As I write this, it's still hot news that New Orleans has canceled all Mardi Gras parades next year. Those of us in Mobile are just waiting for the same decision to be made for us. If it is, no one will be surprised. Now, if the topic of canceling Mardi Gras came up last year, there'd be heated conversations about breaking the history of the event, which has been held every year, barring war times. This year, in 2020, no one would raise an eye. They'd shrug their shoulders and say, "That's too bad, but oh well." In the next 10 days, it's possible that our president may be forced to concede the election, which has never happened before. He just fired the election security guy, saying he got it wrong, that the election wasn't secure. It's possible there'll be calls to redo the entire election, not just recount some states' votes. Why not? And at the rate of 2020, it's entirely possible that Joe Biden will decide he's not interested in being president at all, and that he's turning the title of president over to that beautiful German shepherd that sits at his feet in that popular photo of him and his wife. Why not? And that even though there's not a seat available, President Trump will nominate his trusty three iron for the Supreme Court, because everything off of it goes hard to the right. Makes sense? Why not? And the most amazing part of all this is that you're nodding, because in 2020, you know all this just might happen. We have only a month left to confirm Bigfoot, by the way. If it were ever to happen, it'd happen now. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.